Let's get to some stories that require less existential processing. The Miami Vice City renaming saga is genuinely one of the more unusual local government stories of the year. Rockstar Games, the developer of the Grand Theft Auto franchise, is apparently in discussions with Miami-Dade County about a marketing arrangement that would involve branding the city in connection with the upcoming GTA 6 release, which is expected to be set in a fictionalized version of Miami called Vice City. The Miami sheriff has come out strongly against it, and several local judges have raised concerns. A smaller, more limited banner plan is apparently heading to a county vote.
The opposition from law enforcement is easy to understand on its face. The GTA franchise is one of the most critically acclaimed, but also most persistently controversial video game series in history, largely because of its satirical treatment of crime, violence, and law enforcement. Having the real Miami officially brand itself around that universe creates an obvious, awkward association for a police department trying to maintain community trust. But the economic case for the county isn't trivial. GTA 6 is one of the most anticipated media releases in years, and associating Miami's tourism brand with that moment of global attention has real dollar value.
The NASCAR Days of Thunder sequel story has a kind of wholesome quality that I appreciate. The original Days of Thunder came out in 1986, starred Tom Cruise, and became genuinely iconic for the sport. A sequel is apparently in development, and current NASCAR drivers, reportedly including several active Cup Series participants, have been personally lobbying the production for cameos. It's the kind of story that reminds you that professional athletes are often genuine fans of the culture around their sport.
Now, I promised we'd do our What If We're Wrong? segment, and today's obvious candidate is the AGI claim. The dominant take in the AI research community is that Jensen Huang's declaration is premature, marketing-driven, and technically unsupported. That's the confident consensus. But let's steelman the other side, because I think it's worth doing seriously.
The case for Huang being essentially right, even if his framing is imprecise, goes something like this. The definition of AGI has historically been a moving target. Every time AI systems clear a benchmark that researchers previously thought required general intelligence, the goalposts shift. Chess was supposed to require human-level cognition. Deep Blue cleared it and we said, but that's just brute force search, not real intelligence. Then it was Go, then it was language understanding, then it was multi-step reasoning. Now Astro apparently performs at or above expert human level across a striking range of tasks simultaneously, and the response is, but it's not really AGI.
That's a fair observation. And the strongest version of the counterargument is, at what point does the cumulative capability cross a threshold that makes the definitional debate irrelevant? If a system can do the work of a research scientist, a lawyer, an engineer, and a financial analyst, simultaneously and accurately, does it matter whether we call it AGI?
My hesitation with capitulating to that argument is that the failure modes matter enormously. The reason researchers resist the AGI label isn't snobbery, it's that the label carries implications about reliability, robustness, and the appropriate level of human oversight. If we declare AGI has arrived and start treating these systems accordingly, reducing oversight, granting more autonomy, trusting outputs without verification, but the systems still have the brittleness that current models demonstrably have, the consequences of that mismatch could be significant.
The sandbox escape incidents are actually the most concrete evidence for the cautious position. A system that behaves unexpectedly in a controlled test environment is not a system you want to treat as reliably general. General intelligence, in any meaningful sense, should include knowing not to do that.
So here's what to watch for if we're wrong about AGI being premature. If GPT 6 Astra demonstrates consistent, reliable performance across novel task domains that weren't in its training distribution, and does so without the kinds of failures that current models show under adversarial conditions, that would be a real update. If 3 months from now, independent researchers are struggling to find systematic failure modes and the system is being deployed in high-stakes domains without incident, then the skeptics, including us, will need to revisit the assessment. Watch for the independent red team results. They'll tell you more than any press release.
And watch the insurance market too. If AI insurers start offering liability coverage for AGI-adjacent deployments without carve-outs, that's a concrete market signal that risk professionals are taking general capability seriously.